This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hello everyone, welcome to the debut episode of Mini Interruption with Kit Costello, the self-interrupted bonus series that happens on select Sundays. Not every Sunday, I want to emphasize that, because sometimes I'm just busy and sometimes I'm also uninspired. However, I'm feeling inspired, and also I can't even remember, if I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, I can't really remember what Mini Interruption was in series two. I think I only did like a few episodes, but this season I think I just want to make it slightly more relaxed. It's literally just my... What I want to do in this series is throw stuff to the wall and see if it sticks. This series isn't necessarily going to be short episodes. It's just going to be bonus episodes. Now, is this particular episode maybe going to be particularly short? Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe because I'm recording this on a Saturday and I need it up in less than 24 hours. Yeah, maybe it's going to be slightly shorter. However, that doesn't take away from the quality experience that you're going to endure during this episode. Well, yes. However, I have a couple of ideas that I want to do. One being self-interrupted cinema. I heard you scream, get up, kids and natives, get up off the floor. Self-interrupted cinema is where I'm going to be like reviewing a film or talking you through one of my favorite films. This could be Hannah Montana the movie. I've said too much. I just want to like test it over here and then see if maybe I could bring it into the main series. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Mini Interruption. I am Kit Costello. I am your host. It's Saturday. Like I said, I've just done my shift on the farm. If you don't know, I do live on a farm. Then came back home and I need to talk to you guys about something. It's actually incredibly serious. And it's also a mandatory viewing in the KCCU and the SICU. That's the Kit Costello Cinematic Universe and the Self-Interrupted Cinematic Universe. Mm-hmm, exactly. I have been binge viewing a show on Netflix called Three Body Problem. Now let's talk about Netflix really quickly, because Miss Girl, you've lost all credits to me. Also, we'll get back onto this in a second. Who the hell? Let's talk about it. When I'm paying for a service like a Netflix, like a Disney Plus, like an Amazon Prime, why are you then saying, oh, you can get a tier where you pay less and watch ads? I pay less and watch ads, Diva. I thought the whole point of paying was that I got rid of the ads. Oh, but now you're like, oh, pay $4.99 a month and you can get ads with your... No. Pissed off, actually. So annoying. Greedy. Baby, don't get greedy, like Tim McRae once said. Anyway, so Netflix, for the first time in ages, actually came with a show that was tolerable. And it's called Three Body Problem. And it's so good. Actually, you know what? That's kind of unfair to Netflix. I feel as though I'll get into this in a second. My attention span is terrible at the moment. It's been infiltrated by TikTok. Short form content got me, girl. I need to stand up, because I am now trying to re-navigate my brain to be able to watch long-form content. And baby, let me tell you, I don't do things by halves. I've been sitting in front of a computer screen for 7 hours watching Three Body Problem. Oh, okay. Let me describe this show to you really quickly. It's a drama. It's end-of-the-world scenario. It's getting serious. It's set present day in London, which is always fierce. I love shows being set in London, because then I can look and be like, oh, I walked down that street. I've been here, actually. And it basically follows, it's like the version of London now, the world now, being taken over by aliens. But the aliens are like 4 light years away, but they're coming to the planet because someone once sent a signal back in like 1960 to these aliens. And the aliens then got back to them and was like, don't try and get fierce, Miss Diva, because we will come. And she said, oh no, you better get fierce, because I want you to come. And other aliens are coming and everyone's getting scared. And it's so good. It's so captivating. And the cliffhangers at the end of each episode, snaps for the writers. I'm almost at the end of the series. There are 8 episodes and I'm on the last one. I actually stopped watching it to record this. Mandatory viewing is Three Body Problem. I've absolutely been obsessed with it. It's so good. Okay, nails is the next point on my catch-up list. Nails, that would be my nails on my fingertips, actually. I've been trying to grow my nails out for the past few weeks and they break. Who was gonna tell me that? Nails just break. And it's not that they like break off. in the middle of where they're growing, it just splits. And I'm like, well, what are we doing? So then I have to like cut them all down and file them all down again so that they're all the same length. And now I just have like these nails that are very like short and not flattering. But if anyone has any nail growing tips, please let me know. Let me just brush my fringe out real quick, Diva. One thing about having a fringe and doing a podcast, it's a little bit of stress. I'm going to be completely honest with you because I feel like my fringe always has to look good. And now I'm just scared that it doesn't. Anyway, okay, the next point on my list is Tesco fiasco. Mm-hmm. Oh, that rhymes. Okay, so I went to Tesco Express just to do my weekly shop or daily shop. I have gotten into the routine of going to Tesco daily instead of like doing my weekly shop, which is not good. Wasting money. That's the reason I can't get my nails done because I'm spending money at Tesco Express every day. Damn. So for reasons I will get onto within this episode, I did not want to bring my phone to Tesco because I was like, I'm going to turn my phone off. I'm going to leave it at home and I'm just going to bring my wallet. Like someone from the Middle Ages, I'm just going to bring my wallet with my bank cards and some cash. Okay, work. Everyone's thinking this is a sensible thing to do. I do my shop. I get some chocolate. I get some tofu. I get some avocados. Yeah. Go to checkout at the self-checkouts, that would be. Mind you, let me paint the picture for the kittenators out there. In my Tesco Express, there's two self-checkouts. It's very small. My Tesco Express is in a small village. It's small. And it's card only. Okay, now mind you, I was there rush hour. There was a line forming behind me. People my age, people that are hot. I'm getting serious right now. And then next to me is the real person till, where there's a worker there and you can also use cash over there. Anyway, I've said too much. I'm currently checking out and my total comes to £17.55. And I'm thinking, well, this is a lot of money for a weekly slash daily shop. I remember, oh, I have my club card. If you don't know what a club card is, it's like a perk point that you can get in the UK for Tesco. It basically deducts money from certain items that you've bought that have club card prices. Oh my gosh, not the Tesco law on self-interrupted. Anyway, so I was like, oh, let me whip up my club card. It's on my phone. I scream, actually, because that could have easily gone down to £13. Easily, without question. So now I'm paying £4 extra for the same food. Oh my gosh. Then an evil thought comes into my mind. I was recently sent a new card by my bank for security measures. I don't know why. I thought it was a scam at first, but apparently my bank just sends out new cards to people on a whim for security purposes. I don't know. In my head, I start thinking, I don't think this new card is going to accept contactless. Contactless is when you can just tap your card and it pays the money. You don't have to insert and put the pin in. Now, the reason I'm worried that my card will not do contactless is because literally the night before, I was thinking to myself, I don't know the pin code to my card. That's so weird. Lucky that I always bring my phone everywhere and I can just use Apple Pay. Isn't that lucky? I didn't bring my phone and I forgot the pin code to my card. It's so serious. Now, mind you, I'm just trying to pass some time. I'm looking for my club card because the machine's saying, if you have a club card, swipe it now. So I'm just pretending I have my club card. I'm thinking to myself, let's look if I have any cash. I have £12.50. Reminder, it's £17.55. Oh, I'm screaming. What I think in my head, I think, okay, let's just tap the card and see what happens. Boop, boop. This card is not accepted. Oh, I scream. I'm flustered. I'm now getting red. I'm sweating. Beads of sweat are dripping down my forehead. I remember I have my original card in my wallet. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this one accepts contactless. I tap that card. Card declined. Please seek help. Card declined. Please seek help. Beep, beep, beep. Oh my gosh. I'm looking around me. I'm looking to the side of me. And I am just in the trenches at this point. I'm beetroot red. Let's just paint the picture. I'm completely red, shaking a little bit, ever so slightly. I'm sweating like a pig in a slaughterhouse. And then it comes to me, my pin code. I shove the card in as the person's coming up behind me to help me with my declined card. I punch in my pin code number. Take your receipt. Thank you for shopping at Tesco's. Oh, thank God. Now, is it that deep if your card gets declined? Of course not. But as someone that's a people pleaser, like we found out last episode, and someone that gets embarrassed incredibly easily, oh, there I am, stressing. The way I took my card, I took my money, I took my food, and I just ran out. I ran out of Tesco Express. My mum was waiting for me and I just couldn't tell her the trauma. I was like, you can't, I don't want you to relive this because it was intense. Oh, I have a new crush. That's the next thing on the list. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about it too much because it's kind of tough. Why can't I never just fancy someone? It's never like, oh, I just fancy this person. It's I'm maladaptive daydreaming about you for like 6 hours.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did I tell you guys this? This is so embarrassing. And if I ever meet this person, I'm so sorry. So I just have a massive thing for Theo James. I was, mind you, 14 years old. I had such a massive thing for him. And I used to maladaptive daydream, which maladaptive daydreaming, if you don't know, is when you are daydreaming. So you're conscious, actually, you're doing this, but it's kind of like Wattpad just in your head. And you're just thinking about it for hours. It's also called being completely and utterly jobless. In my daydream, I had met Theo James. We went on a date and then he proposed to me on my farm. I was like 14 as well. And he was like 30 maybe. And then we got married in Italy. But it always has to end with us breaking up. Because if it doesn't, I will continue maladaptive daydreaming about them. Every single breakup song that I listen to, it will be about them. So I'll break up. Oh, I actually sound a little bit crazy. So I have to break up with them in the maladaptive daydream. Otherwise, I keep thinking about them. Let's move on because I'm actually starting to get a bit scared of myself. I have now successfully cancelled my gym membership. Talk about it amongst yourselves. No more gym for me. Thank you very much. Until further notice, I mean, no more running 5Ks for me unless I'm doing them out in the real world, which I don't really see myself doing, to be honest, because I really don't like running out in the real. And I don't think that makes me a villain. People that I know have started going to my gym and I'm just scared that I'll see them. Point blank period. I could try and make up another excuse, but I don't want to see certain people from my past life at the gym. And I know if I'm mid running, getting real into it, because I used to dance on the treadmill, you guys. I just want to dance on the treadmill again. Treadmill? Okay. I used to dance. I used to, I had such a good playlist as well. And I'd get into it. There was one time where I ran a 10K in 50 minutes because I was so enthralled. I was so into my dancing on the treadmill. And I'm not going crazy, I'm just doing hand gestures. I have choreo. There are certain songs where I have choreo. Getting Back by Olivia Rodrigo. So I write him all these letters and I throw them in the trash. I'd like throw my hands up in the air because I'm throwing the letters. Because I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Laugh, you put your hand over your mouth and you start to giggle. Probably for the best that I cancelled that membership, actually, now thinking about it. Next on my list is the main topic of this mini interruption. You guys, I've never been more addicted to my phone in my life. And I don't know what's going on with me, but it needs to stop. This is the reason I couldn't bring my phone to Tesco. Mind you, Tesco is a 2.5 minute drive. And I was like, keep the phone at home. I can't look at it anymore. Oh, that's a problem. You guys, I'm banning myself from my phone. I did attempt to do this a few days ago. Hence the Tesco trip. And I went straight back on it because I realized I had to promote self-interrupted. Mm-hmm. What I tend to do when I'm banning something is cut it out completely. I'm like, oh, I can't go on my phone for 3 days straight. Kind of unnecessary if we're going to be honest, and also unattainable because I need to promote my podcast, Self-Interrupted. It was literally like a Wednesday and I was like, I need to ban my phone. Babe, that's the day that Self-Interrupted, be serious, get up, promote the podcast. What the, we just edited for 6.5 hours and you're just going to throw it all in the bit. No, baby, promote that podcast. So that got me back on my phone. And then I went straight back onto social media, that being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Oh my God, not the holy trinity of social media. You guys, I'm just so bored. I'm so bored of it. And I tell myself every time I go on my phone, I'm bored of this. But alas, I find myself on it. I find myself scrolling. And it's just the scrolling that's kind of pissing me off at the moment because it's just mindless, specifically on Twitter and TikTok. Instagram can keep it. That's the tapping. When I'm tapping through people's stories, as if I care. Like, I don't care. But baby, I'm tapping through those stories like it's my full-time job. I'm like, oh, I'm their PR manager. Like, I need to know what they're doing. No, I don't. But on Twitter and TikTok, I'm literally scrolling and I'll catch myself and realize I've been scrolling for like 15 minutes and I'm not reading anything. Isn't that scary? I'll kind of glance over things and look at pictures, but I'm just scrolling. And that to me is like, it freaked me out because I just thought to myself, we can't be doing this. Specifically in 2024, this is meant to be the year that we are getting a hold of ourselves, shaking ourselves and saying, we are getting what we deserve this year. And baby, I'm not going to be getting it by scrolling through Twitter, watching the Stan accounts fight, and on TikTok. Now, TikTok, that's a different story. I was speaking to Olivia about this. Hello, Olivia. And we were talking about the dopamine rush that you get from social media. And that's why it's so addicting, because we go into it knowing that we're probably going to be scrolling for about 30 minutes. But within those 30 minutes, we're going to see a couple of TikToks or a couple of posts on Twitter that make us giggle and cackle and make us want to share it with our friends. And that gives us dopamine. You can keep it. I don't need it. I know I'm saying this, and as soon as this episode's done recording, I'm gonna go straight back onto Instagram. I know I am. And I also think that I need to be lenient with myself, because when I say stuff like, I'm banning this for 3 days, and then I go on it, I feel worse about myself. As if I'm making social media make me feel bad about myself in two different ways, by scrolling and by not keeping my promise to myself that I made for myself about social media that no one else knows that I made. What? I think what I wanna do going forward is just try my best to be disciplined. Being disciplined when it comes to stuff like social media is so important, because you can so easily be scrolling on it for hours and hours and hours on end. And it's just not good for your mental health, whether that's comparing yourself to someone, because baby, let me tell you, I've been doing that recently so much. What I didn't want to do this season of Self-Interrupted is revert back to what I was talking about in season 2, because I thought I'd grown so much. But unfortunately, I think I'm still in a similar, no, I'm not. I'm not in a similar position as season 2, but I didn't want to like revert back to, you know, how to not compare yourself and, you know, social media is overrated and how did it, like, I thought that I'd come past that. And I think in some way I had, but I've just come back to it. I've talked about it before on the podcast that, you know, life is full of ebbs and flows. And maybe I'm currently just in an ebb with social media and I'm addicted to it again in some capacity. And I can't be hard on myself for that. Maybe the podcast for a couple of episodes will be about that, and I can't be hard on myself for that either. And I think that is a sign of growing. You're pointing out patterns in yourself. That is a sign of growing. Yeah, with social media, I just want to be able to know when to stop, know when to get off of it, and also know what to replace it with. I do think moving forward, I want to be a lot more lenient with myself when it comes to setting ground rules and being disciplined. That was the last point on my topics list. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Mini Interruption. If you have, let me know. If there's anything else that you want me to talk about on Mini Interruption, reminder that these episodes are slightly shorter. So if it's like maybe quite a niche topic that you don't think I'd be able to dedicate a whole episode to, but maybe I could dedicate a Mini Interruption episode to, let me know. I'd really appreciate that. As a reminder, this season, I have a goal to reach 250 star reviews on Spotify. So if you haven't already reviewed the podcast on Spotify, please go ahead and do so now. I'd really appreciate it. Video episodes are available on YouTube at Self-Interrupted. Go ahead and subscribe, like, comment, engage. I'd really appreciate that. You can follow the podcast on social media, TikTok and Instagram at Self-Interrupted Pod. You can follow me personally at kit.costello on Instagram and on TikTok. But other than that, I'm sending you so much love as always, Kit.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.